Last night in Limerick, Labour leader Ivana Bacik called for a timeline for a border poll, saying the party's goal was to build a 32-county republic. But that wasn't the only topic she addressed in her keynote speech at the Labour Party annual conference. Ms Bacik called for a constitutional change to protect the triple lock, was scathing in her criticism of the government's new housing plan, personally called out the Taoiseach to pass the Occupied Territories Bill by Christmas, and name-checked the Green Party and the Social Democrats as she spoke of hope for an alternative future. Well, Ivana Bacik joins me now in studio. Welcome, Ivana.
Thank you, Laura, for inviting me on the programme. I'm really pleased to be here. But I should, I think, say, first of all, just how desperately tragic it is to hear the news of the deaths in Louth in the horrific car crash late last night. We understand there's quite a number of people killed, a number injured, and just thoughts, I think, for everyone today with the families affected, with those injured, and just horrific to hear this. And also thoughts with the first responders who must be desperately traumatised.
Absolutely. And thank you for that. In relation to your speech last night, there's a lot to unpack there. Last night, you name-checked the Green Party and the Social Democrats with an eye on the next election. What are you talking about, a joint approach?
Well, first of all, we had a really, really good conference yesterday in Limerick. Really positive, Laura. We just came up this morning, and I just want to thank my great colleague, Deputy Conor Sheehan, who hosted us there, one of our new TDs, and of course, new TD for Limerick City. We had a really, really successful election year last. Last year, we won back an MEP with Éan Ó'Riordán for the first time in a decade for Labour. And we have seven new TDs, bringing our full complement in the Dáil to 11, two new senators and 55 councillors around the country. So we were, really celebrating yesterday our first time to come together as a party. But we were also celebrating the great win of Catherine Connolly, the candidate we had backed.
Absolutely.
And indeed, back in January, Laura, I had said...
Alongside the Greens and Social
exactly.
Democrats and People Before Profit and Sinn Féin.
Yes, a whole range of parties came behind Catherine. You know, her landslide win showed an appetite for change, an appetite for hope and for an alternative vision of Ireland. And that's what I was speaking about. And you asked directly, you know, why did I name check the Green Party and the Social Democrats in my speech? Because back in January, those were the two parties I had approached with a view to coming together to back a candidate who could continue the proud legacy of our wonderful Michael D. Higgins, and indeed before him of Mary Robinson, two left Labour candidates for president who had served with such distinction, served the people of Ireland. And Catherine will do the same. She will do us proud. So it was great to be an integral part of that campaign. But certainly, I believe the future of politics in Ireland, the politics of the future, is that centre-left progressive politics that we represent in the Labour Party, also represented by the Green Party and the Social Democrats, parties with whom we work closely and on whose values we are generally aligned. Of course, we all have distinct identities. Mm. Of course we do. But we work closely together. And we work with other parties too. And, you know, this week we
on
will
that.
Be... on that. This week we'll be coming together with Sinn Féin, with PPP and with others.
But you didn't name-check them. Why?
Well, because I believe there are significant differences. I know there are significant differences between the Labour Party and the three bigger parties. And I spoke last night about the way politics in Ireland has changed from a 2.5 party system for so many of the first decades of the state, dominated by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. We now have three bigger parties, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin. But we also have a growing left and green movement. And we, along with Social Democrats and Greens, do share values. We share a vision for a state-led approach, an active state to provide directly on housing, on childcare, on disability rights and on so much more. And this week, those three parties, but along with others in opposition, along with Sinn Féin and PPP, will be coming together on a common cause of seeking the passage of the Occupied Territories Bill in full on trade in goods and services by Christmas. And we're doing that because all of us share a horror of the horrific genocide in Gaza. We want to see Israel held accountable. We want to see a sustainable peace. And we back the Occupied Territories Bill. So we will continue to work with other parties on a common cause. But there are clearly, I believe, Laura, different visions overall that are shared, where we align with parties of the centre-left.
In the past, you've said that you found it difficult to describe Sinn Féin as left-wing, and also you described it as populist. But a left alliance is unlikely to get into government without them. I mean, Catherine Connolly certainly welcomed their endorsement in her presidential campaign. Are there red lines for you before you would go into government for example, and this is, you know, looking into the future, are the red lines for you before you would see a future government with the Labour Party and Sinn Féin? Things like carbon taxes and immigration are issues that you've raised before.
Well, I've clearly articulated before the differences we have with Sinn Féin, notably on climate, on taxation, and also on migration. And we're certainly concerned that any party, and we've seen most recently the Taoiseach, that any party would resort to dog whistle rhetoric on migration. We need to be clear about migration. Ireland needs inward migration. We need skills and talents of people who come here. We need people to come to build the houses we so desperately need. My own grandfather came here with his young family in the 40s as a family of migrants. So, you know, we have to be, to speak on a fact-based way about immigration. And that's crucial to us in Labour. But I was clear, Laura, last year in the run-up to the last year's general election that we would not go into any government formation talks with any of the three bigger parties without first seeking to form a common left platform with the Greens and the Social Democrats so that we could negotiate a programme for government from a position of collective strength. Because Irish politics has been, you know, we've seen Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael go into government with smaller parties, and those smaller parties then, you know, having inevitably to compromise more because they're so much smaller. So okay, it is about building a collective strength. And I believe we need to do that in the run-up to the next general election so that we can then see a left-led government emerge after the next general election. That's the red line for me, because that is the government that could deliver change for communities on housing, on childcare, on healthcare, on disability, on so much more that we need
and
to see
And we want
change.
To touch on some of those issues. But something that did seem new in your speech last night was you mentioned the Labour Party's goal is to build a 32-county republic. Now, describing it as a goal rather than something that needs to be planned for, or should it arise, that's a change in policy, isn't it?
No, it's absolutely in keeping with our long-standing policy. We're Connollyite Republicans, and I speak about James Connolly, although I think Catherine Connolly would share that view. So we've always wanted to see careful preparations for a unity referendum. What I was saying last night, in keeping with that policy, was that the government should now be setting out a clear timeline. I mean, we support the Taoiseach's Shared Island Initiative. That's been really, I think, positive for fostering good relations across the island. But that's now 5 years old. We are approaching the 30th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. That's hard to believe, I know, in 2028. So we need, I believe, now to set out a timeline for progress towards the holding of a referendum that would enable the careful preparation.
Are you a Green and White Papers Citizens Assembly? What timeline are you looking at?
I think we would need to see some positive progress towards the holding of a referendum by that 30th anniversary. Okay. I don't believe we need, you know...
We're going to have to move on just because there's just so much to
get
through.
But I do believe we need a department, a government department, not just a unit within the Taoiseach's department, but a government department to do the necessary groundwork for preparation for that referendum.
Is this looking to attract Sinn Féin or their voters, this move?
It's something I believe fundamentally in. Okay. Labour is a Republican party. We want to build that new republic that Catherine Connolly spoke so powerfully about.
To housing now, and you described the government's housing plan, we've just discussed it there with Minister of Planning John Cummings, as an admission of failure. Is there nothing in it that you welcome?
Well, look, I welcome ambition. I welcome any sort of move towards the delivery of homes that people need, because housing is the number one priority. It should be the number one priority. We are seeing a housing disaster. I spoke last night about, you know, the very poignant moment where an older man on a doorstep in my own constituency said to me how his second son was emigrating that day to Australia. He already had a son who'd left because neither of his adult sons saw any prospect of ever owning their own home in Ireland. We heard at our party conference yesterday from our councillor Helen Ogbu in Galway about students in Galway who can only rent their room Monday to Friday because those rooms are being let out on Airbnb over the weekend to tourists. There is such a chronic shortage of housing for all in this country. So we need a radical reset of housing policy. The Labour Party has called for that consistently, and we called for it in the last year's election, a ramping up of the Land Development Agency so that it can deliver homes at the scale that's needed. What we're not seeing in this government's plan, repackaged plan produced on Thursday, was any sort of radical reset. Indeed, I see Housing Commission members today, the government's own Housing Commission, saying that this plan does not represent a radical reset. They've dropped annual targets for house building.
But they do have overall targets. And we're going to know what the average is and whether or not we're on track for that. So, I mean, that's been a key. People have been saying that that's just a distraction, a diversion.
I don't believe so, Laura, with respect. I think if you drop annual targets, you are admitting failure. You know, the comment that young people should you know, hang in there. That's not
but
any
on things
reassurance.
Like homelessness. I mean, you said 5,000 homeless children is a disgrace.
It is a disgrace.
And the government seems to agree. That's why they're investing 100 million to buy homes for families stuck in emergency accommodation the longest. It's identified a problem and it's come up with a targeted funded solution, no?
Well, that fund had already been announced. It's not new, just as the extra capitalisation for the Land Development Agency was previously announced. So, as I say, this is repackaged measures. This is nothing new. This is not any sort of reassurance to people who are desperately hoping to be able to afford to rent or buy a home of their own. This offers them nothing. It doesn't. It provides nothing for people renting, people who can't find anywhere to rent. And average rents in Dublin now, €2,500 per month. You know, we're just seeing at every level, across every generation and every community, this chronic shortage and new measures
final,
by government.
One final issue for you, Ivana, and sorry to interrupt you there. Just in terms of the revised government standards and the judicial review, I know that Labour councillor Dara Moriarty is one of the parties to that. And before we came on air, you told our colleague Áine Lawler on The Week in Politics that a significant concession in the High Court is expected. What can you tell us?
Well, this relates to a case that was taken by Frank MacDonald, the noted environmentalist, and a number of councillors, including Green Party councillors and our own councillor Dara Moriarty from Dublin City Council, challenging the government's revised department guidelines that they produced last year because these would result in substandard building. These are lowering standards. Indeed, the Irish Planning Institute expressed considerable disquiet at the lowering of standards when the guidelines were introduced. We've been criticised by government members, most recently just now on your show, for taking part in this legal proceeding. But what I can say, and I'm actually disgusted to hear the comments just earlier from a government representative, because I've seen the letter that our solicitor, Dara Moriarty, and the applicant solicitor received from the state on Friday saying that there would be a development in the case, a significant development. I know what that is, and that will be tomorrow morning in the High Court. And I think ministers who've criticised the taking of this case should reflect on the tone of their comments, particularly when we see what will transpire tomorrow morning in court. And I'll say this also, Laura. We make no apology for defending good standards, sustainable standards and high quality building of communities and building of homes. What people don't want is a return to shoeboxes, to awful, awful bedsits. We want to see good quality housing being delivered at scale. That's what communities across the country are crying out for.
And we'll wait to see what is that the High Court has, that letter that you've seen that we haven't seen yet, and we'll know more
and
tomorrow.
And I'm afraid I can't speak on it until it's been produced in court.
Labour leader Ivana Bacik, thank you so much.